There are katanim that are also to take hekel on Chol HaMoed. That's verkehrt. Most katanim are also. Only if the kid was born on Chol HaMoed is he allowed to take a hekel. But if the kid is a few days old, it's also to take hekel on Chol HaMoed. So Nim says it should come out that Avelus Neges Bekotin. But you tell me right now, a kotin, when he becomes a noble, if his parents died, he can't take a hekel. Because since the kotin now can't take a hekel on Chol HaMoed, it should come out he can't take a hekel on B'mei Avola either. And it's not that way, but Tanya will learn like this. Mekarin lekotin. If a kotin becomes an ovel, true, we may rise kriya, the clothing that it's wearing we rip. But you know why? If ne'agmas nefesh, we want the other people around to cry more, it should make people feel bad. There's not the pshat that the kid has the chiv avelis. No, there's no din avelis in a kotin. The kotin himself doesn't have to be ne'ag avelis. There's no din chinuch by avelis. Only kriya, we make him rip his clothing. Rashi says, "Sheyivchu harayim." The people that see this should start crying. V'yarbe bechvayda mace. That's called giving more respect to the mace. The more people cry by the hesped, by the levaya, that's the more covered respect given to the mace. Poloim of neishuavu. Not because the kid really has a din avelis. A kid on the bar mitzvah doesn't have any din avelis. So that's the kasha. But if you tell me now that a kid really can't take hekot on Chol HaMoed, if so, it should come out that a kid can't take a haircut when he's a novel either. So it should come out that a novel, a cotton, has dini avelis. And here at Smashim, a cotton doesn't have any dini avelis. So where is this poshit? Amar Rav Ashi, mi ketoni, does it say in that din, that the first Mishnah, that ho asurin, does it say clearly that the people that are also to take a haircut on the Chol HaMoed can't take a haircut when they're a novel? Dilma, maybe no. Yesh miyem osav, yesh miyem mutar. Some of the people that are also in Chol HaMoed are also b'mei Ovel, but there are some, even though they're also in Chol HaMoed, they have a kotin, who could be his mutter b'mei Avoli. Because all it just said there, just says that the people that are mutter in our Mishnah, they're mutter when they're in Ovel. That's true. The people that have had to take haircut in Chol HaMoed, they have had to take haircut when they become a Ovel. But it doesn't say clearly the opposite way. It doesn't say clearly that whoever is Oster on Chol HaMoed is Oster when he's a novel. No, you could have a case of a cotton when he's a few days old, already he was born before Yom Tiv, that he is not allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, but it could be that he is allowed to, not good he is, but he is allowed to take a haircut when he's a novel though. So Mela does no kasha. Now the Gemara says, "Ameimor v'itaymer Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi masli hochi." This is the way they learned over this halacha. And what does Shmuel mean to say? Omar Shmuel, katan mutal legal chay b'moyed. A katan is allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Loishna nilu b'moyed. Not only is Namish 1 day old, he was born today in Chol HaMoed. For loishna nilu mikorah. And not even if he was born before Yom Tov. There's a katan is allowed to take a haircut in Chol HaMoed. The lochot's brought down, even up until his bar mitzvah, he's allowed to take haircut during Chol HaMoed. Because the kotin could take haircut during Chol HaMoed. However, it's brought down for one, like the Madaik and Rashi before, that's only if the kid has a lot of hair, that mamash is bothering him. That has to be tsar, it has to be bothering him. Just the fact you don't look so nice, that Allah maybe is not a head to take a haircut. Only if he has so much hair that's bothering him, then you're allowed to give a kotin a haircut, even on Chol HaMoed. So this thing Gemara says, Amar Rav Pinchas, Afa na na mitnina. I'll bring you proof. We also learned like this. It says, like we learned before, that kol elu shomru mutal agalach b'moyed. All the cases in our Mishnah that you're allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is mutal agalach b'mei avolei. These people are also allowed to take a haircut when they're in Ovel. Is it diyuk who are asurin agalach b'moyed? The people that are also to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed is asurin agalach b'mei avolei. When he's a novel, he's also to take a haircut. That's the diyuk. So now comes out very good. Iyarmad, if you want to tell me that cotton, also a cotton, is not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, nimtzes should come out that avelus negas b'cotton. The ruadin, a cotton, cannot take a haircut when he's a novel. Why then? You have to say because there is a din avelus. And v'tani, we learned not like that. We learned that mikarin lekotin, when a kotin becomes a novel, the only reason why we rip his clothing is not because he has a mitzvah of avelis, but rather mifnei agmas nefesh. Only we want the other people around to see it and to start crying more. So you see, a katan by himself does not have a din chinuch. There's no din avelus on a katan. So if so, why is the yosef like a hekot? And the way I'm saying it's very good though. I'm saying a cotton taker is allowed to take eikot on Chol HaMoed, no matter how old the cotton is. So Nehlu, who are din, is allowed to take eikot when it's a novel, because the pshat is, there's no din avelus to a cotton. This Gemara says, no, could be there's no dik to what you're saying. Omer Rav Ashi, mi ketoni does it say the din before about avelus, that who asurim, that whoever is osur on Chol HaMoed is osur also when it's novel? Dilma, maybe not like that. Yesh mehen osur, true. There are some people that are osur on Chol HaMoed who are in the osur when they're in novel to take haircut. Or it could be, v'yesh men mutter. There are some people that are mutter even though on Chol HaMoed they're osur. Like maybe a cotton is osur. But I call upon him on me'avol, he's allowed to. That deek you don't have. Again, the deek only before was, whoever is mutter to take haircut on Chol HaMoed, him for sure is mutter when he's in novel. But the other way, if he's also in Chol HaMoed, you don't have a complete proof that it should be also when he's in Ovel. But the locher is a cotton is allowed to take a haircut, but we said only when he really needs it. Otherwise, Avadi should give Ketanim also haircuts before Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, Ovel is Einen Noiga Velusai Beregel. A novel does not have to be knowing the Midinir Avelis during the regal, during Yom Tov. Shinema the Postik says, V'somachta b'chagecha. You have to be happy. And the Ikinion of Avelis is to be not besimcha, the opposite. You're not allowed to be happy when you're novel. So since there's the mitzvah of the Rabbah, V'somachta b'chagecha, that's doich of Inion of Avelis. So it's like this. E Avelis to Mikor, if the maize died before Yom Tov, that you already sat already 1 or 2 days of Shiva, and now it's coming, Yom Tov, the yesterday of the rabbim, samachta v'gecho, this mitzvah negates that all Klal Yisrael, samachta v'gecho, that's d'orcha your private essay of being naiga velus. Rashi says, ovel d'chsiv, ovel yechidi yaseh l'cho. Something about essay the yochid. V'ya velus d'hash, tell them a case where a person died on Yom Tov itself. This Esther of Yochid can't come now and tell you to start to be Neig Avelis, since it's going to Neig and Esther the Rabbim. There's this mitzvah Esther of Samachta Vachgecha that applies to all Klai Yisrael. Therefore, that mitzvah is Oduf than the mitzvah of Avelis. So, to tap traces of Medayik, Mashmir that Avelis is also Midiraisa. Because otherwise, the Gemara should have said Poshid, that Samachta Vachgecha is Midiraisa. The mitzvah of Avelis is only Midirabonin. So Avada the Diraisa is Deuchid the Rabbonin. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that the Samachta Vachgecha is the mitzvah of the Rabbim. It's negated to the whole Klai Yisrael. And the Inyan of Avelis is only negated to a Yochid. Mashma Avelis is also Midiraisa. The Tosafos says, the top Tosafos is Mashma, the Avelis Iko Esther the Diraisa. It's Tako also Midiraisa, the Inyan of Avelis. Midikomar, Midaloi Komar, Vedochi Esther the Rabbonin, it should have said. I bought a kamliel le mi boy may have followed the rabbonin. I says clearly the inyan of avelus is only the rabbonin. I tell you, hani asiyas malacha. Only that the novel can't do work. That's only the rabbonin. The nafkulei the asmachta mi v'afachta chagechem liyovim. Avogufu avelus di raisa. But that's what we say 7 days when you're sitting shiva. You're not supposed to be happy. It could be midiraisa. Maybe you're not supposed to be happy. Maybe avelus is midiraisa. That's one shot. But Toi says, Mio nearly Toi says just the opposite. That no, they're both the Rabbonins. Toi sheet to hear in my cotton is, that for Samachte, Simcha, Saregel, but Zman is there, not with the Rabbonin. It's only with the Rabbonin today that we have Simcha, Saregel. Why? Because for Samachte, I know, Bishal, my Simcha, Gris, Chagiga. Toi sheet to hear, that's what the Torah says, with Samachte, Chagecha. But Mitzvah's essay to be happy on Yom Tov, it's only with Zman we have the Beis Migdash, and we have a Korba Chagiga. With the Korba Chagiga, the Shalmi Chagiga, eating the Shlomim, that's the Kiyam of the Samachta Chagecha. But the Zman is there that we don't have the Beis Midrash, we don't have the Basar Shlomim, there's no Mitzvah Midiraisa. It's only Midir Rabbonin. So that's Pshat now, Gemara now. This Mitzvah the Rabbonin of the Samachta Chagecha is a Mitzvah the Rabbi Midir Rabbonin. And the Mitzvah of Avelis is only a Mitzvah Yochim Midir Rabbonin. So therefore, the Mitzvah the Rabbi is Dochel the Mitzvah the Rabbonin. But could be Toys Shitri is the both only Midir Rabbonin. Lalacha wheel, not like today's wheel, but the Rambam Shita, that Avada Simchas Yomtiv is Manazer, is also Mediraisa. And the Pshat is, the Pasuk of Samatav Yechel just means, you're supposed to have the most Simcha possible at that time. So Bizman, we have the Beis Hamikdash, and the mitzvah is eating Basa V'yayin. The biggest Simcha Basa could be Basa Shlomim. Eating a korban is tremendous Simcha, eating the korban, that's a tremendous Simcha. But Bizman is there that we don't have Kabonis. So Avada, the most Simcha that we could have is also part of the mitzvah, also the mitzvah. So Bizman is there, Stam eating Basa V'yayin, it's also the mitzvah of the rice. Right, but I call upon him, that's the loch on Ovol, is not Neug is Avelis during Yontif and during Cholomoid. Dvorm Shebetzin is Yen Neug, but not Dvorm of Ahesia. Just like on Shabbos, who are in Yontif and Cholomoid. Right, the Shalom is now, is Menuda, Maosh Yenug Niduye Beregel. A person's put into Nidui, he's like exiled, he's put away from everybody else, excommunicated. What's the din of Chol HaMoed Yom Tov? Could he come back and be with everybody during Chol HaMoed, during Yom Tov or not? Is Amar Rav Yosef Toshva, come and bring your proof. The locker is, Donin din in the Foshers, and Mishnah Leil Tosefta, Yelada Paskinois din in the Foshers, Vedin in Makis, Vedin in Momnis, on Chol HaMoed. Now, the loit size, if the person won't listen to you, he loit size dino meshamtin loy. If the person is not going to listen to you, we have a right to put you into nidui. We have a right to put you. So now, the sakadar, this is what you're going to tell me. Ain in loy nidu beregel, if somebody had nidui from before yomtif. When it becomes yomtif now, he's not in nidui anymore. He can act like a normal person. Since so, mishumas viyosim ikoro. If somebody had a nidui on them from before, you're telling me now, also regal dochilei, when it becomes regal and chol HaMoed, it's doichi, you don't have to keep the din and nidui, it's hashtim mashavtin alei. So what kind of svar is that right now on chol HaMoed, when we pass kolei's din and mamnis, with din and nefoshes, you want to tell me you put him into nidui? Doesn't make any sense? Madach from before the nidu goes away on chol HaMoed, so avada today on chol HaMoed, you can't put him into nidui. Selamai should be a raya, yes. Hilchas nidui is noig even on Yontif in the Chol HaMoed. Therefore, when you pass kunais din in a foshes on Chol HaMoed, you could give him the nidui also if he doesn't listen to you. Omalei Abaye says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Maybe really nidui is not noig on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif. Aye, it says before, Yilara Paskin, Bezin, you pass kunais din in a foshes on Chol HaMoed, and was saying if they don't listen, you put you into nidui. Vidilma leyunai vidinoi. Maybe it just means Bezdin looks into the Pesach Din. They don't really come out with the final verdict to say Yechayiv or not. They just look over the case to see what the Din should be, but the final verdict they won't say until after Yom Tov, until after the regal. That's why, Dila Teim Nochi, if you're not going to say like this, Dila Teim Nochi, Dina Nefoshes Iktoni. That it says you could pass Kanoi Dina Nefoshes on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, how could that be? Hochi Nami de Katlin Lei. You want to say that really Bezdin Paskin Zoyed Din in the Foshes on Chol HaMoed? And if they said that he's Chayiv Misa, Bezdin will really go down to kill him? Is that true? V'yokonim Nei Mesiv was Yomtif. If you kill somebody in Chol HaMoed, the Dayonim, the people that kill, are stopping the Simchas Yomtif. Why? The Tanya would not like this. Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Minayin the Sanhedrin. How do we know the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, Shehog, Uesanefesh, that they pass Kanais Din in the Foshes? And they killed a person today, the Lacharish, Shein Toyamim, Kol Oisayayim. That day, until they kill him, they're not allowed to eat. They have to fast that day. Until they kill him. That's what I brought down before the Pasha by Yosef, it says, that the Acha Yosef, the Paskunais is Mechuyiv Misa, and afterwards it says then, Vayachal Lechal Lechem. Afterwards, after they held that they killed him, then they went to eat Lechem. Because they Paskunais didn't eat the Foshes that day, and therefore they didn't eat until they finished Paskunais the Shiloh. This Gemara. After you pass Kanais Din in the Foshes, you can't eat until you finish the Pesach. So how could Bezdin pass in the Chol HaMoed? Din in the Foshes, they're not going to be able to eat today. And they're stopping themselves from Simchas Yom Tov. Talmud Leimer, the Pesach says, Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam, you're not allowed to eat when you're holding by killing some blood. So in other words, when you're holding by killing somebody, you can't eat. So how could you say you're allowed to kill somebody in Chol HaMoed, that Bezdin can't eat them that day? So the Gemara says, so that should be a proof that we can't kill. So Mas Elo, what do you want to say? What then do you do? Le'yune v'dinei. That
that Dezen goes down to Paschal as Din in the Foshes means they take a look over the case and see if he's chayiv or not, but the final verdict they don't say on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, Hochinam L'Yune Bedina, or El Yune Bedina, Hochinam L'Yune Bedina. Because what does it mean by Yom Tov? It has to mean it's only Mayin Bedin. Zeros, they're only Mayin Bedin. So what says that can't be? Omalei, im kein, if so, nimtzes man es dinoi. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have the psak din. If a person in the chuyiv meets you not to not tell it. That's called in your din. Whenever Bezlin comes out to the verdict, they have to pass him right away. They're not allowed to leave over the psak till later on. So Rashi, man es dinoi. The chiloyomru le dinoi, lialtov, they don't say the psak din right away. The Ainibay, heavy lay ino adin, it's called leaving over the psak of Bezdin, and they're not allowed to do that. So Manashuk, if you're telling me that the Mayin, they have to come out to a verdict and they have to say the psak. So again it's a kasha, how could you say the psak of Din in the Foshois on Chol HaMoed, Lohur you stop in there from Simchas Yom Tov? So Teret is like this. Also mitzafro mayne bedine. They come in the morning and they look into the din, if there's mechuyiv mis or not. And before they pass in, v'yayil v'yachli v'shosi, they go and eat, and in chayim mitzvah simplas yomtiv, kulu yayim the whole day, for ho de rosti v'shkiya sachama, and then right before shkiya, right at the end of the day, they come together a second time, they gamrina l'dine, and then they pass k'noyit to the guys m'chuyim, misa v'kotaloy, and they kill him at the end of the day, so that's not called the holding back from simplas yomtiv. Simchas Yontif means they can't eat after they pass the night that is Mechuyiv Misa, up until they kill him. So the other meaning was they pass him in the morning as Mechuyiv Misa, and they first kill him later on in the day, so you stop him from eating. The Teretz says no. What Bezdin does in the Chol HaMoed is in the morning, they come to Mayin, they look over the din. They see if he's going to be Mechuyiv or not. And before they say the verdict, they go and eat the rest of the day. The Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. And then first, right at the end of the day, not to be over the Isra, the question of this was, to be over the Isra of Inu Adin, if you have the verdict and you don't say it, you're not allowed to do that. They don't let the day go by. But at the end of the day, before Shkia, they come and give the verdict and say you have the Chi of Misa, and they go and kill him today. So therefore, you can have a Chi of Misa on Chol HaMoed, and also there won't be holding yourself back on Simchas Yom Tov. You could eat also. Definitely, the chur you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, but then there's a raya that you could put the person in nidui on Chol HaMoed. It says if he doesn't listen, we put him into nidui. So that's the raya of the chur that Hilchos nidui is noyig on Chol HaMoed. What? Yes. So so far we have no raya. Omer Abaya, Abaya says like this: Toshma, come and I'll bring you proof. It says umenuda shetiru lechachomim. Says now Mishnah, another person that's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed if it was in Nidui, and now when it came to Chol HaMoed, the Chom will matter you. So the Avim mean it was, it means that the Chom means the Chom will matter all Niduyim. Whoever was in Nidui from before Yom Tov, as soon as it becomes Yom Tov, on Yom Tov it becomes Hutter. Therefore, Chol HaMoed is allowed to take a haircut. So it's a right, there's no din Nidui during Chol HaMoed. But Rav says no. Mi ketoni shetiru chachomim. Does the Mishnah say a stam klal that the chom will matter all niduis? The Mishnah says like this: Shetiru loy chachom ketoni. That the chom will matter this one private person. What does that mean? The ozal ufaisil about dinoi. That he was put into nidu because obviously he did something wrong. He didn't act nice to somebody. Now he went to that person as mafaisin. He asked him for mechila. He also came with the rabbanon, and now he went in front of the rabbanon. For sure, the rabbanon will matter him. So therefore, since the Rabbanu will mat him, therefore, on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. But it could be other people, that's much from the Maskona, that Hilchos Nidui is Noig on Chol HaMoed. If you don't have your heter from the Rabbonin, you are Nidui before Chol HaMoed, you have to be Noig, Dima Nidui, even during Chol HaMoed. And you're not allowed to take a haircut, you can't wash your clothing, you have Hilchos Nidui on you. Vaita. Mitzayra Mal Shiinig Tzarat Ibaregel. The person now, Tumas Mitzayra, and Tzumas Mitzvah means you're thrown out of the Gimel Machnois from before Yom Tov. So now during the Regal, you still have the Neger upon your body. What's the Halacha? Do we matter him to come in to live in the Gimel Machnois during Regal or no? He still has to stay Chutz in the Gimel Machnois even during the Regal. Omer Abaye Toshma. Now Mishnah says, V'yahan Nozir, V'yahan Mitzvah, Mitumos L'tayrosi. That a person is Tuma ended during Chol HaMoed, and now he wants to become Tor, he's allowed to take a haircut. So it's a diyek, Hobi may to Mosse noig, the mash when the Mitzur is tome though, he's not allowed to take haircut. He didn't saras is noig even on Cholomoid, and therefore he can't take haircut during Cholomoid. So you see, the Indian of Mitzur is noig even on Cholomoid. So I'll tell you no. Loi mi boy come. The mission means like this. Not only this, but even this. Loi mi boy be made to Mosse. The loi noig, not only when the Mitzur is really tome. That I'll tell you maybe the din Mitzur is not noig on Yomtif. He's allowed to come home. And he can take Eker and Cholomoid, El Abel Letarosoi. But when the Mitzvah became Tor during Cholomoid, then his Xerim maybe, I would think, Nigzer, that he can't take a haircut. Why? That he can't have Dinah Mitzvah, that he has to be Noig of Dinah Mitzvahs. Why? Because Shem Yeshor Karban Isof. Because we're afraid maybe he won't bring the carbon right away. He'll wait till the end of Yom Tov to bring the carbon. Rashi says, Nigzor, Shlo Yehei Megaleich V'moid, which should make a gzera maybe, that this Mitzvah, if it became Tor and Cholomoid, he can't take Eikot now. Techiv on the Giluach, Soroch Lovi, Korban, because when he brings he takes the Eikot, he has to bring his Kabonos, V'shema Ma'ashor Kabonos of Avient of Akron. Maybe you wait with his Kabonos until Shemini Atzeres, or the last day Yomtif, or Ma'akriven will bring it then on the last day Yomtif. The also lack of Kabonis Yochid Yomtiv, and that's an Isser. You're not allowed to bring Kabonis Yochid on Yomtiv. So maybe there should be Xero that when the Mitzvah became Tor, he's not allowed to take Eikot during Cholomoid. We don't want him to become Tor on Cholomoid, because we should have Xero. If he does become Tor now, he has to bring Kabonis, and maybe he'll wait with the Kabonis another 2 or 3 days to the last day Yomtiv. And there's an Isser to bring Kabonis Yochid on Yomtiv. There's no answer for that. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Kamash Malon. We don't make such a gzera like that. That even though the Mitzvah is becoming Tor on Chol HaMoed, and he has a Chiyuv to bring Kabonis, so what? He could become Tor, he could take Eikot, and let him bring his Kabonis on Chol HaMoed. But it could be, who adin, if a Mitzvah is still Tomei, he's outside the Gimel Machnois, when it becomes Yom Tov, his ladder come back again, he could come in, is not knowing Dini Mitzvah, maybe during the regal, and then who adin, during Chol HaMoed, he would be allowed to take Eikot. So far we have no proof. Omar Rabba Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Pasuk says, V'yatzarua, L'rabba is Kohen Godel. That even if a Kohen Godel gets a tzaras, because of Mitzvah, he has to go out, chus negimu machnes. Now the call is like this, for a Kohen Godel, the chol ha'ashona keregel kuli almadomi. The Kohen Godel, the whole year round, has the same much kedusha, the same minion, like we have on Yom Tif, like regel. The Tanam would answer like this, Kohen Gadol makriv oinin. If a Kohen Gadol is an oinin, then somebody in the Shpacha died, he's still allowed to bring the Kabonis. If he ain't an oichel, but he can't eat it. So you see, the same way we have a dinner regular like that, he has it all year round. And still, the Kohen Gadol is noig dinner mitzvah. Is Shmamina, there is a proof that noig tzaratav regal. Shmamina. If a person has tumas mitzvah, he has to go chutz megimel machnois, and he has to stay there even during regal. So Rashi says like this: Hakohen Gadol kol hashana dekaregel du kuli amadomi. That non Kohen Gadol makriv oinin. Even if a maize died before they buried him, he could bring kabonis. Midom aloy Aaron lemoishav v'yachalti chatas ayoyim. Loyom lemoishav v'krafti mechlad akrov v'beninus. You'll later be makriv when you're nonin. And on the madu the Kohen Gadol makriv oinin. Avo kuli yam v'shayim mos hashana oinin einim mashalek kabonisav. So year round if you're nonin, he can't send kabonis. I mean, like, come on. Shlomim is manchu shalomim is manchu einin. Over regal mishaleich. Mashenka, and during the regal, if somebody died during the regal, you are allowed to bring kabonis. So you see, a Kohen Gadol has the same din like a regal. And still we say a Kohen Gadol has din mitzayr on him, and he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois, so what din a regal Yisrael, if he has Tumas Mitzayr, he has to go out of the Gimel Machnois even during the regal also. Baita. Ovel Ose Betasperus. Now the locher is an Ovel can't take a haircut. When you know you got Velus, you can't take a haircut. How do we know this? Midikomale Rachmon Le B'nai Aaron, because the Pasuk said to B'nai Aaron, Roshechem Al Tifro. You don't let your hairs grow. Even though they were an Ovel now, Rashi, Al Tifro Gidul Sar. Vaikro Gavi Mises Nodav Yavio Ksiv. Now the Midi Yitzvah Kro Le Mishril Hu, since the Torah had to be Matit to Aaron to take a haircut, Mechlau the Achrini Asur, and to every other Ovel, you're not allowed to. The Zemar says, Mechlau the Kuli Yalma Osir. Everybody is also, well, every other Mitzvah Ovel is also to take a haircut. Now, Menudin, Mumitzvahin, Mayim Betasperus. What's the law?